Arts on the Airwaves on KUNR is supported by the Nevada Arts Council. The Martha Graham Dance Company is in the midst of its 100th anniversary celebration, titled Graham 100. The company will be performing in Reno on Tuesday, January 28th at the Pioneer Center. Janet Elber, Artistic Director of the Martha Graham Dance Company.
Martha Graham was one of the many American artists in the time between the war in this country who were searching for America's voice. In World War I, we became a world power, but we were really borrowing our art forms from other cultures. And there was a movement among American artists to really find our own forms of self-expressions, and what Frank Lloyd Wright did for architecture, or the greats of American jazz, or Gershwin, Copland, Georgia O'Keeffe, Eugene O'Neill, Hemingway, Faulkner, this range of artists were doing for their art forms, Martha Graham was doing for American dance.
Martha Graham developed a style of dance that was quite different from the forms of classical ballet.
The goals of classical ballet are really to defy gravity, to be lighter than air and make everything look so easy. Well, Martha was quite the opposite. She wanted to show the power, the struggle of being human. She would leverage the weight of the body against the floor. And she generated all of her movement from the torso, from the core power.
Elber, who herself danced with Graham's company for a decade, is now leading the organization into its Graham 100 celebration.
A few years ago, as I was trying to decide how are we going to celebrate the breadth and depth of this amazing American legacy, I just couldn't fit everything we needed to do in 1 year. So we decided to make a 3-year celebration, bringing programs that show audiences both the mid-century modern classics created by Martha Graham and brand new works created by today's choreographers. And we have dancers, students, and dance companies around the world dancing Martha Graham's works.
Elber elaborates on what's in store at the Martha Graham Dance Company's Reno performance.
You know, we have students from the University of Nevada in Reno currently, as we speak, learning Martha Graham's Panorama from 1935. She created a work about the power of numbers, the power of people to make change. Then we're going to bring you a solo that Martha Graham danced in 1937 called Immediate Tragedy. It shows a woman who is determined, beleaguered, but resilient, one of Martha Graham's powerful, powerful woman roles. And then we'll close the first half of the program with We the People. This is the brand new work by Jamar Roberts, the choreographer, with an amazing score by Rhiannon Giddens, a real wonderful bluegrass sound. This piece also has a theme of the power of people, community, to come together to make change. Then the final work on the program is cathartic. It is like a big choreographed dance party. Audiences in the past have wanted to get up and dance with us when we perform Cave by Hofesh Schechter.
Janet Elber, Artistic Director of the Martha Graham Dance Company, which performs in Reno, presented by Art Town, on Tuesday, January 28th at Reno's Pioneer Center for the Performing Arts. ArtTown.org for more. Support for Arts on the Airwaves comes from the Nevada Arts Council, a state agency that provides public funding and support to artists and organizations that benefit Nevadans in cities and rural communities statewide. More at nvartscouncil.org. For Arts on the Airwaves, I'm Chris Morrison.